Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. On the day after the Pennsylvania spring primary election and the 12th District U.S. Congressional special election, it's all over but the recounting. Joe would have been happy last night on WKOK.com while the Cubbies were playing on WKOK. On WKOK.com, we had numbers, numbers, numbers.
Not percentages.
No, numbers, numbers, numbers.
I always say, get me some numbers.
And no, you don't say that. You say, get me some numbers, numbers, numbers. Right. That's always your phrase.
There sometimes was an expletive involved.
Not on the air.
No, not on the air.
All right. So, yeah, Joe has a legacy, a 50-year legacy of helping us to do election coverage here at WKOK. So we've always appreciated that. We'll have to put up the bunting sometime and bring you back, put you in here with all the cobwebs, and you and I can yak about the
election. It's way past my bedtime these days.
I know. I can't do it. I'm good till the 11:04 update.
I can remember in the old days when Snyder County was just tragically slow, and we'd be here till like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. and there'd only be one precinct in from Snyder County.
Right, and whoever was the anchor for the next morning would just sleep in the cot here and to get up the next, you know, get up in an hour or two and stay here and keep.
I remember
going.
You did that a time or two.
I have been known to sleep in the building. Yep. So, but yeah, we do have the Pennsylvania spring primary election results posted at WKOK.com, and we have the special election results there too. So go ahead and check those out. On the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. You can call us right now. We'd love to hear your reaction to the special election or the spring primary. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You're welcome to email us at onthemarket@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. We would just love to hear from you. So we got open phones.
So what does the margin of Representative Keller's victory say to you, a Democrat turned Republican now?
Well, I would think that it would say to people that the president's visit helped. You know, I think he would have won by a 2-1 margin anyway, but to make it 3-1, that's fabulous. So I think it's, and of course he's well known throughout half the district and marginally known throughout the rest. He talked about the fact that he would go up to the northern tier where we had purchased lumber for Conestoga, only 10 short years ago, and that people...
He's on the line.
Oh, good. People up there would know him, so that helped him. So we have asked soon-to-be former state representative Fred Keller to call us. He's now a congressman-elect. He's on the news line. Good morning, Fred. Thank you so much for calling in.
And congratulations.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Mark. And thank you to all the wonderful people of the 12th Congressional District.
Well, tell me about the party at the VFW and the celebration last night. Describe that for us, if you would.
Well, there's just a lot of people that came out to watch the results and see what happened. And just a great evening, a lot of good, hardworking, outstanding individuals like we have across the entire 12th Congressional District.
So now the work is done and the job begins. When do you head to Washington?
Well, we got a call last night from Leader McCarthy, and I guess they're seeing what the next step is. But they had mentioned that depending upon the vote totals, something could happen as early as later this week.
as you go to Washington, D.C., you talked about these issues during the campaign. What are you going to start to talk about? I know you'll do a lot of listening. That's pretty much your nature. But when you have to talk about important issues, what are you going to take up?
Well, I know we had talked about things, and you know, of course, making sure we take care of our veterans is a huge issue, and we need to do that. The other thing is the middle class tax cuts, making sure they become permanent, because we talked to a lot of people across the 12th congressional district where small business people would help them expand their businesses, pay their employees more. So we need to make sure we make those tax cuts permanent, and then, you know, just work on all the other important policies that improve the lives of Pennsylvania's families and the families across our nation.
Well, you've got a lot of work to do in Washington to help the president. I mean, there's all this talk of impeachment. Nancy Pelosi's meeting today with the Democrats to discuss possibly beginning impeachment processes against the president. You know, have you formed an opinion? Have you on the Mueller report? Do you think he's done anything wrong?
Well, I'm going to go what I know. And what I know is that Special Counsel Mueller said that there were no indictments of the president or his campaign, you know, anything related to that, collusion. The Attorney General said there was no collusion. And I've heard from many people across the district that they want to get things done that impact the lives of Pennsylvania's families positively. And those are the things I'm going to work on.
Do you believe the president's agenda can succeed?
No, on that, I'm ready to go down and get to work.
Do you believe the president's agenda can succeed in the next 2 years before he's up, before the votes are cast in November of 2020?
Well, you know, as you guys know me, and I think everybody knows me, I don't worry about what the next election cycle is. I worry about getting work done that will benefit the people that have elected me for office. So, you know, I'm not focusing on an election date. I'm focusing on goals that will put in place policies that move our economy forward and help all the people that live and work in Pennsylvania's 12th congressional district.
Well, I guess we could say that Pennsylvania's loss is Washington's gain, but around here we're losing a veteran and a well-respected state representative. What happens to Fred Keller's seat in Harrisburg?
Well, the similar process that happened to fill the vacated seat by Congressman Marino, and I know I've said this before, and I want to say it again. I think that you know, we need to thank the congressman for his service, not only as our congressman, but also as a U.S. attorney and also you know, a district attorney in Lycoming County. You know, Tom did an outstanding job serving the public. So what will happen is the Speaker of the Pennsylvania House will call a special election, and there will be a conference process by the parties that name their nominees, and then a special election. So that's really the process, and how that unfolds, I guess we'll see over the next several weeks or months.
Will the special election probably take place in conjunction with the general election in the fall?
I can't comment on that, because that's something the speaker would work out they'll actually go to work and see what they need to do. I imagine they'll consult the parliamentarian, and what the law says of that. That's a pretty long period of time, and I don't know if it'll take that long or not.
When you get to Washington, I think you in particular are going to want to adhere to those ideals that you have, this idea of, you know, sort of being who you say you are, accurately representing, reading the bills. Are you nervous about not being able to be yourself there and to be this, you know, sort of a methodical, deliberative leader that you've been?
Well, Mark, I guess, you know, again, my past performance should indicate how I'll behave. And, you know, I've said this to a lot of people. People say, well, you know, are you going to let people push you around? And I've shared this story many times. And you know, it goes back to who you are and what happens to your life to make you who you are. And, you know, when our son Freddie was three, he had that injury, and he was life-flighted to Geisinger, and he was on life support for almost a month. And when we started out with that, you know, when his illness, we prayed, Lord, heal and make him better. And probably 2 weeks into it, when things were as bleak as they could be, and, you know, we were told he wasn't going to live, you know, we got down next to his bed and we prayed. We said, Lord, we've been selfish. We've been asking for what we want, not for your will. And, you know, we prayed that he was a gift from God, and that, you know, God do what's best for him. and that we loved him enough that if it was God's will, we loved him enough, we trusted our Lord enough to let him go. You know, if it's his will, please do what's right for Freddie. And you know what? I got down on my knees and I said that prayer with my wife. And if I can do that, there's nobody that can make me do something that I don't believe is the best of the families and the people of Pennsylvania as well as congressional district.
So you're taking that same mindset to Washington to let God work through you, if I could summarize.
Well, no. What my summary to that is, Marcus, I faced that with my son. And the fact that I faced that with my son means that I am not going to let anybody do anything that I don't, or try to convince me to do something that I don't believe is in the best interest of the people of the 12th Congressional District. It has nothing to do with anything other than that story. It's the fact that when I did that and meant that, if I can face that, I can face the people in Washington. I face the people in Harrisburg. I can face the people in Washington, D.C., and do what's right.
When we had the candidates, Meet the Candidates forum that the chamber conducted, I asked you a question then for a limited audience. I'd like to ask you now for a larger audience. What committees would Fred Keller like to be on in Congress, and why?
Well, again, what you'd like to be on, Joe, and what you actually get on are probably two different things. You know, in the State House, I was on Appropriations and Finance, Labor and Industry, were the three that I had for the longest period of time. And, of course, I like those because finance is tax policy, and you know, that deals with people's money, and they earn it. So I always advocated for policies where people kept, you know, as much money as they could and didn't want to take more for government. And then appropriations to make sure what we were spending we were doing wisely. So those were ones I had. You know, do I think I'll get on, you know, a Ways and Means or, you know, a committee like that and, you know, going in as a special election? Probably not, but I would look for committees that would, you know, really be good for the 12th Congressional District. And, of course, that could be natural resources, could be transportation. You know, I know G.T. Thompson's on agriculture, but that would be another big thing for the 12th Congressional District. So, you know, I'd look to see what I could do to get on committees that would match up with what's really driving our lives here in the 12th Congressional District.
You realize you're going to help run an operation with a $22 trillion deficit, right?
Well, when I went into Harrisburg, we had a $4 billion deficit, and now we're $800 million ahead of forecast this year. So there's optimism.
Okay, right, because you're a fixer. Do you know if you'll still be able to stay on the Peacers board? Is that and are you interested in staying on that?
No. The appointment I have to the Peacers board is actually the General Assembly's appointment from the Republican caucus to be on the Peacers board. So you actually have to be a member of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives to have the position I have on the Peacers board. So that is a position that will likely be reappointed also.
Well, Fred, there's so many attorneys in Washington and Congress. You're going to be one of the fewer, relatively few business people. You think that's going to pose any particular challenges or give you a leg up or a leg down?
Well, I think that not just what we do as our life, as our occupation defines us. I think, you know, what the people of the district, you know, want, what they tell us is important, but also our life experiences are what defines us. So, you know, I don't know that any one thing gives you a leg up or it doesn't. I just think that, you know, you take the ideas from the people that elected you for office, and you take your experience, and we all have different experiences and have a very diverse nation, and that's what we're supposed to take to come up with the best solution. So I look forward to doing that.
Now, I guess we have to be nicer to you now, Fred.
Oh, why should you start now?
Oh, jeez. I always try to be nice to him.
I had to go there, guys.
I mean,
like an alley-oop.
I expected
you know
that
what?
From
I don't want that. Nobody should treat me any differently than they have before. I am just Fred Keller, the citizen that was elected to represent the people of the 12th Congressional District, the way the founders of our great republic envisioned it to be, and that great plan that was paid for veterans every generation.
Good comment.
One of our listeners sends a text and says, were you able to stay up past midnight last night?
we to bed very late, and I was still able to keep my appointment at 6 o'clock at the Laurel Market in Laurelton. to meet with the folks like I've done every day after Election Day since the first primary in 2010.
Wow, who
is that,
knew?
Is that a breakfast or something?
Well, I usually take cake or donuts out, and we just have a bit of a celebration.
Oh, okay.
Well, good for you. Holy smokes, who knew? That'll become a bigger celebration in the years ahead, no doubt.
Well, the guys out there, they were expecting me. There was a group of guys that know they can count on it, and it was good to go out and have that time with them this morning.
Well, Fred, you know you always got an open microphone here, and we wish you the best of luck in your new career as a congressman in Washington, D.C., and I will look forward to seeing you back here in the district as often as you can get back, which I'm knowing is going to be a lot.
Well, I appreciate that, but, you know, I don't look at this as a career. I've already had a career in private industry at 25 years with Conestoga with specialties. This is not a career. This is something that's service. It's about the people of the district. It's not about anything or any one person or anything that I'm doing for myself. It's people as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Do keep in touch. You have an open mic here anytime. Stop by scheduled and unscheduled. We'd love to see you and talk to you again, Fred. Thank you so much for checking in.
I appreciate that. I would just like to say thank you to all the outstanding individuals of the 12th Congressional District. Thanks.
Well, thank you.
You betcha. Thank
Take
you.
Take care, Fred.
Yeah, about 75% of them who supported
Bye.
Fred. Thank you so much, Fred Keller, checking in. His good assistant, John Anser, who helped to run the campaign, kept us in touch with Fred throughout this, so we appreciate his help as well. I don't know if he'll stay on as an aide or how that works. I know he's a GOP campaigner by heart, so he might get moved on to...
Signed to another campaign.
Right. Somebody who needs a super pro like him, which I would think in the years ahead, Fred should have an assurance that if he keeps his promises and so on, he'd have an opportunity to serve basically and as long as he wanted to. We have open phones. We'll take your reaction. We heard State Representative Fred Keller, U.S. Congressional-elect Fred Keller, and we'd like your reaction. What do you have to say about this? 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. Call us right now. We'd love to hear your Pennsylvania spring primary election results or reaction, or your 12th district special election reaction.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, if you're interested in running in the 85th District State House race, make sure you let us know. We'd love to have your campaign announcement and appearance on the mark, WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. 1-800-795-9565. We're doing a post-mortem on the Pennsylvania spring primary and the 12th District special election. We'd love to hear from you and give us your reaction. No big surprises. I think the margin of victory for Fred Keller is probably wider than individuals expected, certainly way beyond the voter registration. But I think the voter registration edge, and it's a Republican, people were sort of thinking Republican-y lately, and you had President Trump's visits. So I think all of that kind of combined for that. 1-800-795-9565. Bobby, did you get out the vote yesterday?
Yes, I did, sir. And as I learned in ninth grade from Mr. Ely's class, those who do not vote should not complain. I mean, our right as an American citizen is to vote. So, I mean, you know, maybe not everybody that I voted for got in office, but of course I did vote for Fred. and other ones in that. But that's the thing. People can complain all they want, but if they don't show up at the polls or show up at the meetings and that, but this goes to show you that your vote does count.
All right. Well, fabulous. Yeah, I agree. I think it's a, sort of a interesting opportunity, I think, to see somebody who's a white-collar, working-class guy, if you can. He has a pale blue collar, Mr. Fred Keller, do well. Well, we met him 10 years ago, and we weren't quite sure, you know, if the voters would embrace him. But obviously they did immediately. Half the people in the district already knew him at that time. So, and you're out of the 85th district, so you're not going to be able to run, Bobby. So you can't run in the 85th district. So that's all.
You know, Mark, maybe, you know, Joe, myself, and Steve Kushiloff and all those around radio broadcasting for years, of course, you're covering politics, which is one of your, you know, main thing. Of course, sometimes the newscasters sometimes know more about the election than some of the people going. So basically, as a voter, you know, I went to the county registration office and got a sample ballot before, and I did my homework, and I was taught that by Mr. Ely in ninth grade. So thank you for being on the air and reporting everything. Thank you.
Well, yeah, very glad to help. Thank you.
Hey, we
for
got
all
an interesting email here from Tom that we should probably read.
Time for the whole thing. It's going to take the end of the show.
I think we certainly can't let Tom Screed go. I mean, he must be licking his wounds today because obviously the people of the 12th Congressional District don't agree with him. But Tom says, I, like Dan, also cried when Trump's plane landed in Montoursville. The same type crowd as at all Trump rallies was on hand. A supermajority white crowd that looked and acted like their leader. I believe it's called the dumbing down of America or the mule kicked syndrome. Any minorities? Trump told the same old, worn-out lies he's been using for 3+ years. Trump took over Obama's rapidly growing economy, on the rise since 2011, despite G.W. Bush's and the Republicans' total destruction of the U.S. and world economies. Unemployment has only dropped 1.5% under Trump to reach these historic lows. Small potatoes in comparison to Obama's numbers of double digits down to 5%. The debt and deficit are also back to record highs. Deja vu. Trump and the Republicans, after 10 years, still have no health care plans. I'm 100% sure that the Democrats would vote unanimously for the health care bill Trump ran on in 2016. Problem is, no plan ever existed. Trump, however, has appointed ex-Florida Governor Rick Scott to head the health care department, the same Rick Scott who defrauded Medicare and Medicaid when he was in charge of Florida hospitals. I'm feeling better already. If Trump wants an easy immigration fix, then why doesn't he go after the 5 million who overstayed their temporary visas? 65 question marks. Easy pickings and legal if you're really serious about immigration. The movie we are watching has an endless loop. Some will never catch on. I, like many, many, many millions, can see right through this con man's act. It does make many of us cry. You're not alone, Dan. On Fred Keller, he's powerless in the House minority. I'd like to keep it that way. Signed, Tom.
Boy, Tom got up on the wrong side of the bed.
Well, obviously his ideals have been refuted by the overwhelming majority of the people in the 12th Congressional District. Wouldn't it give you some kind of pause? You know, you always think you're so right and everybody else is so wrong. And then to be smacked in the face with results like this election. I mean, somewhere it should be like a wake-up call for people on the far left.
Well, he's right about President Trump and no health care plan.
Well, I agree with him there.
I think that's an interesting pickle, too, because President Trump has had 4 years to formulate, you know, even the most cursory plan that could pass. And we still don't see it. So, I mean, that's a campaign promise broken.
He did say, he did speak at the Williamsport rally about that, and he made it clear that there would be absolutely nothing that they would do that would not include pre-existing conditions.
Well, I can stand up on a chair and say that. I
mean, Why don't you? I'd like to see you stand on the chair and
I have
said.
I just did it in the newsroom the other day. In fact, I hit my head on the drop ceiling in there. So,
but, that explains a lot.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a broken campaign promise. I mean, that's not the end of the world. If that's your only broken campaign promise, that's not, you know, too terribly bad, but and obviously health care is tremendously complex, and it's going to need a significant consensus, which is impossible. Plus, it would require people in Washington, D.C., who are elected, to not be sucked into the vortex and to do what they think is best for the country instead of themselves.
Well, had John McCain voted to scrap Obamacare, I think there would be a plan on the table now. There would have had to be.
Oh, yeah, but how, yeah, that's right. Just
somebody would have had to come up with something. Right.
Dan, you get your first minute of the day right now. You can call back later during open phones.
Hey, good morning, Tom. I'm crying again for tears of joy because Fred Keller won the election, and I want to say congratulations to Fred Keller. I know he'll keep right on making America great in Washington.
You must be a very emotional man, Dan. You do a lot of crying. President Trump's going to have to call you Crying Dan.
I did a lot of crying in the last 2 weeks, I'll tell you, with my company Wood Mode closing, and now tears of joy for Fred Keller. And it was great, a wonderful experience to see Air Force One land in Montoursville.
All right, we got you, Dan.
I think Tom was maybe hoping the wheels would fall off on the way down.
Probably feels as though they already have.
Right.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. We're going to continue our spring primary election post-mortem. I will read some numbers when I come back, and we'll talk about the special election as well. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show. Mr. Joe McGranahan is superlative as ever on the other side of the table here. On the other side of the glass is our fabulous producer, Rob Center, so we definitely appreciate that. It's the 22nd day of May 2019. That's particularly important because it is the day after the Pennsylvania spring primary election and the day after the special election in the 12th district. Let's launch into news headlines, and we'll talk about some of the people who made it into office or made it onto the fall ballot. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start a new one at 703-236. If you aren't a Text Connect member, you can sign up at wkok.com. We send you no more than a dozen emergency, or not emergency, but bulletins a month. It's breaking national news, local news, dead celebrities, winners in U.S. congressional races from Kramer, PA, or road closures near the Northumberland-Montour County line. That's an idea, the kind of thing that you'll get from us. We're probably going to send out a text connect if Route 11 ever opens, so you can look forward to that if you sign up. But join the thousands of people who enjoy text connect messages from WKOK. The hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. Sponsored by the hometown pharmacies, they being the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. We tell you all kinds of details about them, but here's some details, and it comes in the form of one word you should know. Super service. They don't just take care of your prescriptions. They super serve you. They don't just let you know if there might be interactions. They give you a speculative printout that gives you all types of information that you would need to know. In fact, if you read the printout, you'll never take the medicine you're prescribed. And they also make sure that they have everything in the store stores you need, drug take-back boxes. Some of them deliver. Some of the hometown pharmacies deliver right to your doorstep because you're just too busy or too sick or can't do it or it won't work. So that's how they take good care of you. And the first name basis, Tyler, Terry, Steve, Jennifer, and Brad. Not just names in a crowd. These are the people. These are the deciders out at these hometown pharmacies. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Lewisburg Pharmacy. Stick it to the big box, please, and help out your hometown pharmacy. You'll be helping out yourself and your hometown. The 12th District U.S. Congressional winner, Fred Keller of Snyder County, won Tuesday's special election. Here's the numbers. With 555 of 555 precincts, or 100% of the vote counted, Fred Keller, the winner with 89,176 votes, compared to Mark Friedenberg's 41,794. It is 68% of the vote for Fred Keller and 32% of the vote. So a more than 2-to-1 margin there. With 99% of the vote, Amanda Green Hawkins is the Republican nominee. Check that. She's the Democratic nominee for State Superior Court. She got 38% of the vote. And then too close to call to make it official. It certainly looks like Daniel McCaffrey will be the individual nominated, but AP's not calling it. Beth Tarsi has 30%. On the Republican side, lots of folks wanted Rebecca Warren to get in, and it looks like she won't be nominated. Megan McCarthy King, top voter with 36% of the vote. Christy Lee Peck with 33% of the vote, and Rebecca Warren with 31% of the vote. But again, it's with 99% counted, so we're still waiting to see the final numbers there in that particular race. In Union County, nominees are Jeff Reber and Preston Boop on the Republican side, Stacey Richards and Trey Casimir on the Democratic ticket. And the magisterial district judge nominee on Republican and Democrat is Jeff Rao. In Northumberland County, Sam Schicitano and Joe Claibon are nominated on the GOP ticket, Kim Best and Tom Aber on the Democrat. Snyder County incumbent chair Joe Kantz and his brand new running mate Chuck Stein got the nomination. Democrats Mary Bannon and Adam Uick got in. In Montour County, Dan Hartman and Ken Holdren kept off a withering opposition from Daryl Reichert, who wanted on the Republican ballot, but he was unsuccessful. Trevor Finn and Steve Benick were unopposed on the Democratic side. Jim Eyster and Joshua Brocious, GOP nomination in Sunbury. And Union County voters say yes. Yes, amen, brother, to alcohol. Previously, liquor sales were barred in Union Township, Union County, the home of Billy Allred.
It's party time.
Yeah, so now they're going to have a big sale. I'm sure they were boozing it up last night at Billy's house. Billy's an individual who doesn't even drink communion wine. He's a zero alcohol guy. Yeah, he was not successful in his attempt at getting...
Oh, he would have been a good one.
Boy, I'll say. Yeah, he had the voters had a chance for a change, and they did... not nominate John Mathias, who was an incumbent for many years, and chose Jeff Reber instead, who I would think would be pretty much a household name in and around that part of the Western.
Jeff's pretty well known.
Right.
Liked.
Right.
Well liked.
Right. So, and John, I think, is ultra smart when it comes to finances and spreadsheets, but he's not sort of a, like me, he's not a stand-on-the-chair politician, so I think that might have hurt him a little bit. Finally, the state's trying to clear the way so that college professors can enjoy sex with their students. Here's the outcome of a court case.
The Commonwealth Court ruling upholds a June 2018 decision by an arbitrator which voided the termination of Bloomsburg University assistant professor John Barrett. Barrett was fired in 2017 after it was determined he had engaged in consensual relationships with two students. The arbitrator overturned the decision, which the panel upheld. It ruled the two women in question were not taking any of Barrett's classes and that he had not violated any school regulations. The ruling calls for Barrett to regain his standing at Bloomsburg with full back pay and benefits. Tory Gates, News Radio, 1070 WKOK.
See, you are allowed to do the students, as they say on the Bloomsburg University campus, as long as they're not in your class.
Well, apparently it didn't violate. They didn't have a policy against professors dating any students.
Who knew? Isn't that bizarre?
Hey, you can't enforce a policy you don't have.
Exactly. Yeah, no argument there. Isn't that funny? What about a moral and ethics clause? I guess professors don't sign those.
I don't know.
You're not supposed to take advantage of students half your age. And
But if they were adults, if they were over 18, it's consent and they agree.
Right. It's just coincidence that it happens to be in a university setting where the professors.
I mean, if it were somebody that picked up at a, I don't know, a movie theater or a restaurant somewhere.
Some other random 18-year-old.
Right. It wouldn't be an issue, would it?
Right. But and can you imagine the power dynamic there. So you have a relationship, you know, you and your lovely bride basically are equals in the world today. So the power dynamic in this relationship is he's twice your age and is your superior. And
does Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky come to mind?
Well, yeah, no, I can see why the attraction is there. No argument there. I just didn't realize it'd be codified.
No, I'm talking about the age difference and the power difference.
Right.
Certainly the same thing. He was impeached for it, but he was not convicted. This professor was told to be reinstated.
Yeah, we should do a show.
So it's roughly the same. There's
same
a moral
situation.
Equivalency there. Abysmal lack of judgment in both cases, I would think.
Well, we are talking about a number of topics today. We talked about the special election in the 12th District. Mr. Fred Keller was on the news line. We appreciate that call in. We also talked about a few of the Pennsylvania spring primary election results, and we pointed out that an unfulfilled promise of President Trump 4 years ago, he said, if elected, we'd get some health care reform around here, and that has not happened yet. I called it a broken promise, but I guess it's a not-yet outcome at this point. But that is on the mind of Bill, a caller from Bloomsburg. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Yeah, in regards to Trump and his health care promise, right? If you pay attention, Trump came out and said when he tried to put the health care through and the McCain thing happened and it didn't go through, he came out and said he has the perfect plan. He's not going to present it because of crazy loons on the left. He's going to wait till he gets the House back. He has a full plan in place for the health care when he wins the House back that he's going to come forward with it. With these crazy loons, if he cured cancer, they're gonna go against him. So what's gonna happen is when this coup gets exposed and he wins the House back, he has his plan in place. He already came out and said, "I'm not presenting my plan until I get that after the election and when I get the majority back, and the American people will be taken care of." He did come out and say that. He's not spinning nobody, and he's not ducking nobody. It's the crazy people on the left that go against everything that he tries to do for the American people.
Yeah, but if he has a good plan, I would think that most people would embrace it because health care is concerning to
them. He could have the greatest plan in the world. They're going to attack everything. If everybody he appoints, they run background checks on them, and they go after them. When he hires somebody and appoints somebody and they resign 2 weeks later, that's because the Democrats got dirt on them and they present it and say, hey, listen, if you don't resign, we're gonna expose this. Why do you think that all his nominations don't go through? The Democrats and the coup, no matter what he does, they go after Mr. Trump. You don't see the full picture. I don't know how you don't understand that.
I don't either.
He's a little thick. He's
but
a little
this,
slow.
This is what they do. This is what they do. And this is he's not the norm. He came out of nowhere, and they're all going to be exposed. I mean, you don't understand it. They want this one world order. They don't care how they get votes.
But my point was, if President Trump has a good plan, he certainly is a fighter.
Come on,
he should bring it out. I don't care whether they vote for it or not.
He has a good plan to build the wall, and they're not voting for that. For the American people, like it's the same thing.
No, I don't think it is, because I think if you ask the American people, well, let me finish something here. If the American people were said, you've got two choices, either a good health care plan or build the wall, I guarantee you the majority of the American people would say, I'll take a good health care plan.
And he made the attempt to put it through. They shot it down. He said, all right, you shot it down. When I win the House back, then we're coming back with it. He came out and said that.
All right.
He's not after nobody. He said, I'll present it after the elections.
Okay. Well,
he's holding off on it. He's not hiding nothing. He's speaking the fact because of the crazy loons on the left. he's holding off on his health care plan. He's not wasting the American people's time. He's gonna come through with the greatest plan ever.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much, Bill.
Appreciate your call.
Yeah, really appreciate the call.
Call again, Bill.
Good clarification, even though Joe doesn't get it.
Well, I'm a little thick, as you pointed out.
Thank you.
One of our texters says, Joe Clinton was not impeached for having sex with Monica. He was impeached for perjury before Congress. Right. But my point was, he wouldn't have been in that position had he not had sex with Monica Lewinsky. So I view Monica as the root cause of the impeachment. Because
well,
it led to his lying to Congress.
I view Bill Clinton as the root cause of his problems. Monica is an innocent victim, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, all right, I would agree with you on that. But had he not encountered her, he would not have been impeached. Would you agree with me on that? I know I'm a little thick.
Well,
as you pointed out,
he'd
to
have
our
probably picked
caller.
Out somebody else to prey on.
Okay.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. Pennsylvania 12th District special election comments. We'll take more of if you are interested. Does that relate to the election? Yes, Pennsylvania spring primary election. We got one email. We'll read that in a moment. But we'll take more calls. Make it now. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line.
Hometown, such a warm and friendly word. A place of comfort, confidence, and friendship. And as the song goes, everybody knows your name. In today's culture of fast food service and big box mentality, it's nice to know that we can still rely on the warm and friendly comfort of Hometown Pharmacy. There's one near you. Friendly, knowledgeable staff that not only know you by name, but know your meds and know what's best for you, right down to the over-the-counter meds for those quick day-in, day-out situations that may arise. Your Hometown Pharmacy. That hometown feel that we all want. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. In Mifflinburg, it's Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street. Bloomsburg, it's the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street. And the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Your hometown is calling you. Your independent hometown pharmacy. Every season, every day.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. One of our good listeners sends us a note right here in the middle, Joe.
Says, got a response.
Oops, let me blow this up. There you
okay.
go.
Okay. Got a response to Bill. If the Dems have dirt on Trump appointees and that causes them to resign after 2 weeks, then did the Republicans even check their backgrounds before appointing them? Shouldn't they have found the same dirt? And if the shoes were reversed, Republicans would be doing exactly the same thing.
Well, yeah, that is a good point. Yeah, no matter
True
what
that.
Happens in Washington,
we love dirt.
They try to get each other. Dan, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Quite an election this last time. I guess no real surprises. I wish Fred Keller good luck, as I have always been openly feeling. I think he's one of the best representatives in all of Pennsylvania. For his district, I don't think he's set for prime time, but boy, I'm going to pull for him because we need help. I think he's going to do a pretty good job. I think that everything kind of went the way I thought it would, didn't you, Joe?
No real surprises.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. I was surprised at the big rally in Williamsport. I didn't think there were that many people who were, well, I guess I did. I'm from around here and up in the northern part of the state. That rally in Williamsport was kind of unsettling. I've always thought that any time you decide that the emperor is absolutely a perfect person, you're getting yourself in trouble, and I'm afraid too many people are, I would say, worshiping this man. But, boy, I'm hoping for the best from everybody. And please keep track of who it is who's running for office, because sometimes we kind of lose view of that, I think. This time there were some really good candidates who didn't make out too well. I will admit to being that stupid liberal who's trying to bring in people from other countries and all those things that guy just made up. I'm all of those. I have to say it's really interesting to hear what I think, even though the guy has no idea what he's talking about. I don't know who it is, but I will just say the guy who decided he knew everything about liberals. You realize that making fun of us doesn't really hurt us, and making dumb statement about us, statements about us being liberals is not too helpful to your cause.
Well, if you
about the other side of that coin? We had an email at the start, made it sound like every Republican was a cretin.
Well, if you believe that, I would quit the Republican Party. I don't believe that.
Joy Behar said yesterday.
You have to put labels on everybody. I would feel that that's not a good idea.
Joy Behar said yesterday that all Republicans should be locked up in jail.
Oh, so what? Some celebrity says something and you get your nose out of joint.
You just had your nose out of joint because of what somebody said about liberals.
Well, I mean, he attacked me directly.
Well, you just attacked Republicans directly.
Oh, did I? Okay, well, okay. For that, I partially apologize. But
well, we accept.
Have you partially accept?
Oh, no, completely.
I think that we have a problem with the name calling, that we should try to calm it down a little bit. I'm not sure it will work. Hasn't in the past. People calling people names have been part of our political history from the very start. In fact, probably it happened when the cavemen decided to elect a woman or man to run the tribe. It probably turned into that kind of a thing. But I don't think it's healthy. And I would like to see us, you know, having a good, friendly discussion with a little bit of humor and perhaps teasing. But to say liberals want to ruin our country, for an ignorant president to say that the press is the something of the people, that
the
is
enemy
ridiculous.
Of the people, the enemy of the people.
Yeah, and I find that you guys want to argue with that occasionally because you know that's not true. You know that the press is not all wrong. You know the press isn't trying to change our country into something that it's not. I think we should step back and say, you know, we disagree, but to be disagreeable is not getting us very far.
Okay,
all
fair
right,
enough.
We got you. Than, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate the call.
Take care, Than.
Thank you for having this kind of a program where we can air our gripes.
Well, thanks for being an occasional co-host here.
An occasional griper.
Well, I'm
actually
I'm
a frequent griper.
I'm an all-the-time griper. It's just that you only hear from me once in a while.
All right, we got you. So, thank
good
you
luck
so
with okay. the, good luck with the boating season, Than.
I'm soon going to get that boat in, Joe, and when I come near you, I will pretend I don't see you.
Okay.
Because I know you're going to feel really badly that I'm out there boating and you're not.
Ah, that's
I'll
funny.
Throw something at you from the shore.
That's funny.
As long as it's an insult, I'll accept
it. Life preserver.
That's funny. All right, thank you so much, Than. Appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565. We are talking about the election. Why don't you do that email?
Dick says, every election day, we, the LHS alumni,
Lewisburg
High School Alumni Association, hold our spaghetti dinner at the Lewisburg Middle School, and at 4:35 p.m., only 5 minutes into the start of serving, in walked Fred Keller and his aide, walked into the kitchen, wanted to thank us for the work we do on behalf of our school. I can't imagine very many politicians that would take the time to spend a few minutes on his busy, busy day to do this. He walked the line at the door, greeting each and every person with a thank you. Mr. Keller Goes to Washington might be a theme for a movie.
Oh, I like that phrase. Mr. Keller Goes to Washington. That's a good one.
If you know the movie, Mr. Smith had a rough time in Washington.
Did he? Didn't do too well.
He had some rough spots in the middle.
Fred would do fine. All right, we need some unanswerable questions, so we got to get Paul involved in the show. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. If a candidate makes a promise to its people
and they vote him in, and his bill doesn't pass the House, and it's shut down. Do we blame the candidate for not keeping his promise?
Well, yeah, because the campaign promise was to enact legislation. I mean, I can propose health care legislation. I could go down to Washington and somehow get it into the fray that everybody get health care for free and Joe McGranahan will pay for it. Well, guess what? That's going to die for lack of a second. So I don't get credit for that just because you have to come up with a way to make good on your campaign promises that can pass. And that's exactly what I think Joe and who is the caller on Bill from Bloomsburg couldn't agree, because Joe was speculating that if we had an actual fabulous plan to be unveiled shortly, that you could enact it now with Democratic support.
I always remember Dick Nixon's secret plan to end the war in Vietnam.
Right, and Bill wisely said that, well, the Democrats would vote no no matter what.
Even plan for universal health care that won't cost America anything.
And will cure all known
diseases.
And will
cure all known diseases and provide care for every single thing. And I'm not going to tell you until certain conditions occur.
Right, we got to get the Democrats back in the House. So does that...
I know, but the one thing that comes to mind is that there was a promise that was made to man at the end of 40 days and 40 nights of rain, and said with his promise, with the rainbow, that he would never destroy the earth again by water. And yet today we are being bombed with all kinds of weather. And we're not blaming the person who made the promise. We're blaming man.
Well, I don't think we're getting 40 days of rain, if that's what you're implying.
No, that's not what it is. It is because he made a promise. And everybody is entitled to hold an individual to that promise. If not, it's a breach of contract.
All right. Well said. We're going to have to
Well, we still haven't had that kind of flood, you know, and maybe you ought to sue God.
Well, if you can do it, you got a first finding.
You got a first hauler into court. That'll be difficult. All right. Thank you so much.
Somebody issue a subpoena.
Thank you, Paul. Let's see. Lance, you are on the mark. Next up, go right ahead. We do have a caller waiting, so we're on the three-minute limits, but please go right ahead.
All right. I'll try to squeeze her in. If we think about the manufacturing jobs that Obama said would never come back and all that, well, during his administration, 210,000 manufacturing jobs left. In the first 2 years of the red-faced moron's reign, right, 473,000 jobs have come back.
The red-faced moron?
That would be President Trump.
That's what you're calling the president? You call him that?
Well, it's just as...
I think he's playing up with the liberals.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Now, this really surmises or it puts together and condenses the way I feel. And President Trump may not be the most tactful and diplomatic president we've had, but I will take him any day versus a stagnant economy driven by an eloquent pontificator.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
If we could just get some of the more human points squared away, we'd have the perfect president.
And if we had continued President Obama's policies on tax, regulation, energy dependency, trade, ISIS, Iran, North Korea, Syria, NATO, military spending, and fossil fuels through today.
Well, haven't you seen Sleepy Joe Biden's already taking credit for President Obama creating this economy. It's a miracle. It didn't happen while he was in office, but he gets out, and now it's a miracle that he's created.
Well, President Obama's 2% GDP growth is the new normal. That's what they said.
And that these manufacturing jobs will never come back. The president, you know.
Right.
I think that it's hard to do that without a tongue in your cheek.
All right. Now, this kind of sums it up. This was Susan Anthony back in 1872 at the Republican convention. Of course, she couldn't vote, right? That's for sure. But she said she did not admire Grant. And do not care to see a fast man at the head of the nation. But principles to me are more than individual character. She went on to vote for him illegally. so, but that's it. Take the principles and what he wants to do with our country is fantastic. Well, and character, you know.
Not so much. All right, thank you so much, sir.
You bet.
Appreciate the call from Lance. Cindy, you're next up, last up before a quickie break. You're on the mark.
Well, when I'm kind of hearing unrealistic expectations of what any one person can do. You can't pass a law in this country that applies federally to everyone unless you can get, you know, at least half plus one of the House, or 230, let's say, and two-thirds of the Senate, unless you play the shenanigans, because that's how they've set it up. So to look at one person and say it's your fault this doesn't exist is ridiculous, because it has to be born from all of those people. Now, I believe that had a health insurance bill, been placed on President Trump's desk that was acceptable, I believe he would have signed it. The problem was it never got through the Senate. Right. You know, people say, ha, 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 you never repealed Obamacare. Well, they did repeal parts of that bill. And truth be told, even the Democrats wanted to repeal the tax on medical devices, recognizing how unfair that was to handicapped people, after the fact, of course, because it got passed right on to handicapped people and then by extension to health insurance companies. How ironic. While they claim to be controlling costs, they're actually exacerbating them by taxing you if you need a wheelchair. I mean, I just found that the most ridiculous thing that they had cooked up with, among many ridiculous things. But to his credit, the individual mandate was repealed under President Trump. You're no longer forced to buy health insurance in this country in order to subsidize other people who don't want to pay for their health insurance. You don't have to do that. So, you know, if you can't get, if I believe the president showed leadership, any president who supports a bill and says they will sign it if it gets to their desk, they can't force those hundreds of people in Congress to their will, though. Let's be real.
So he wouldn't be charged with breaking a campaign promise, because he, you know, something that would have made that promise come true was there, and he was ready to sign it, but of course it didn't get to him. Okay,
right.
I got
you. But, you know, to be honest, and I think somebody pointed this out, it failed by one vote, and that was John McCain's, as I recall. So, you know, although there were lots of people in the Senate that voted no, you could also lay the fault, the guilt, at any one of the Democrats who voted against the bill.
Yeah, so, at everybody else.
You know, the president cannot unilaterally pass a bill. He can do these executive orders, and he's done so. And he's done them in a way that favors everyday simple folk, like repealing TPP, that trade agreement that they cooked up under the Obama administration that would have cost 500,000 jobs in this country. They knew this. They knew that it would cost 500,000 jobs. So as much unhappiness as we have here about what's happened to 1,000, give or take change, of our neighbors, just imagine 500 times that, right? I mean, it's just, I think we have to be more realistic in our expectations. I do believe that Trump would have signed it. I do believe that the senators and representatives who have said, I'll go down there and vote to repeal it, I think they have. Show me one that hasn't. That committed an about face from Pennsylvania on that promise. But the issue is, the challenge is, whatever you want to phrase it, is now that they've done away with that sneaky little game where they would award you money to your district if you would vote the way they wanted to, you know, they eliminated that. And well, they should have. And so now they can't buy the votes. The leaders can't buy the votes. Now, you know, with regards to where's the change for the health care coming now, well, the leader of the Senate, a Republican, has declared there will be no bills passed. He is focusing on getting through congressional approval for judges. So, you know, if he declares that there's not going to be a bill on the floor, it's just like when Mr. Reid did the very same thing. There will not be these bills on the floor, and absent, you know, a revolt by a majority of the senators, there isn't.
The senators are revolting.
Some are.
All right.
Well,
thank
they're
you.
Not, actually, and therein lies the rub.
Right.
For example, Harry Reid, he opposed the Stock Act, and it was only when the rest of the senators threatened him. Now, what was the Stock Act? The Stock Act said that the senators would have to reveal what stock they owned. And why was that important? Well, here they are sitting in these meetings, and they know what bill's going to be passed, and the Cindy Corporation is going to benefit greatly by this bill being passed. And so what do you think they did?
What did
they
do?
They bought stock in the Cindy Corporation. And that's how so many of these politicians went to Washington, D.C. as thousandaires, hundred-thousandaires, and came out millionaires. They did the very thing stock traders are not allowed to do. They used the information they had to buy stock and build their wealth.
Are you going to
exactly
run?
Exactly what they did.
Are you going to run for 85th District State House?
No.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
I did my share of public service.
Yeah, you did your
and besides,
time.
Besides, which, believe me, Mark, I wouldn't win.
Well, and you besides, know, you're not in the district.
Oh.
Well, that's true, too. I couldn't run because not in. I would have to run against Linda Schlegel-Culver.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, I highly recommend it. All right. Thank you so much, Cindy.
Thank you.
1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. We're doing our post-election review. Give us a buzz with your opinion about the outcomes. We ousted an incumbent in Union County, and John Mathias not winning renomination after several years. He's the financial guru of the commissioner's board there, so they'll have to come up with a replace him. We got some other people that stepped up. So what's your reaction? 1-800-795-9565. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. They're a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. They invite you to take advantage of this more than a century of experience that they have behind them now. And they got a master towing service, which means they don't just have a couple of two-tree tow trucks. They got hooks, they got rollbacks, they got great big cranes that hold tractor-trailers around, lift them up over embankments, whatever it takes. That's what they do with the master towing service. They have all sizes of trucks for sale, F-250, F-3. 50 F-450 if you want to have a dump truck with dual axle.
Do I hear 550? Do I hear 650? I have 550 now.
Now, come on. Don't be silly. This is an important commercial.
Sounds like an auction.
This is like the Shimokan Dam. Borough Crew is going to need a new dump truck, and they're going to go to the Sunbury Motor Company. You guys put things out to bid, right?
We bought stuff from Sunbury Motor
Good.
Company. Our police cruiser came from Sunbury Motor Company.
There you have it. All makes of cars, including the police interceptors. You can get an Explorer Interceptor or a...
That's what we got.
Taurus. Well, not a Taurus. Yeah, a Taurus Interceptor.
We
That's
got
what
an
they
Explorer.
Are. Okay. And this gives you a perfect example of what the Sunbury Motor Company can do. If you got an automotive need, they take care of unmet needs and turn them into happy customers. They sell Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln. And you get all the details about the Sunbury Motor Company at sunburymotors.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We got one caller waiting. We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line.
And Joanne poses an answerable question. Can anyone please explain, when it comes to those voters who are not registered either GOP or Dem, for example, unaffiliated, independent, socialist, libertarian, etc., when they can vote and when they can't? Well, yesterday they could have voted for the congressional race, but that's all they could have voted for. And if they ever have a primary fight between socialists or libertarians, they could vote in a primary for their party. But there is a bill afoot that would allow open primaries in Pennsylvania. which meant that anybody could vote and choose either the Republican or the Democratic nominee. Now, I don't think that's going to pass in this state.
Well, I don't know. It's got a lot of support.
Those folks can always vote in the general election. It's just in the primary that it's not always possible for them to cast a ballot.
Yeah, the primaries are private parties. So when you hear, you know, so-and-so is running in a primary, you got to be in their party
to
in
vote
order
for
to
them.
Let them know.
Unless you have open primaries, in which case you can cross over and anybody can vote.
We never have those in Pennsylvania.
Well, I just said that. I doubt that that bill will pass, although it has been kicked around the legislature from time to time.
Well, and it has leadership support on both sides because supposedly, AP did a story about this, supposedly it's being promulgated so that there would be more voter participation, but in the same story they indicate that in other states where they have open primaries, they don't have more voter participation. It's the same.
All right. Well, maybe they did when it started, but then it backed off.
Okay. Chris, thank you so much for calling in, enjoying open phones. We got one caller coming in and one on the phone. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Good morning. But that reminded me, you were talking about the primaries there. Yesterday, you were talking about why anybody would register a Democrat or Republican, and you said, I think primarily, and went on about stuff. And I think you should have stopped at the end of primarily, because that's the one good reason for registering Democrat or Republican. But she who must not be named is, of course, obsessed with Obamacare. And she's not very... very accurate. The promise was for Trump made was for a wonderful bill that covered everybody and preserved pre-existing condition coverage. And of course, that wasn't what the bill was that was being voted on. So it was already a broken promise. And the medical tax device that she's so worked up about. Now, you could argue whether it really works that way and whether it's really fair anyway, but the whole point of it was because of Obamacare, those companies were going to be producing a lot more devices, and therefore they would be making more money. And by taxing it and using the taxes to go to pay for Obamacare, help balance the budget on Obamacare, and also would ensure that the companies wouldn't be overpricing and making huge windfall profits because of their increase in making these devices. Now, you can argue that that was a bad plan and wouldn't have worked that way, but to characterize it as just making handicapped people pay more is not quite accurate. And I was very disappointed in Keller's reply to your question about the Mueller report. It sounded like he's being as blind and deaf as he can and has no capability of investigating or making any independent judgment. Well, Mueller said he wouldn't have any more indictments, and Barr said there was no collusion. Therefore, that's the end of it. It was a very disappointing answer.
Okay. Well, if you know Fred, you know he will investigate on his own, and he will arrive at his own conclusion.
Well, I'm not sure he will on this issue, but I'll be pleased to hear him when he actually investigates and decides that everything the proper president does was okay with him. I'd like to hear him say that he actually looked at everything that he did, and you know, telling witnesses a lie and trying to stop the investigation and blah blah blah. That's all just hunky dory with him. And dealing with the Russians. But well,
you're assuming that what you're saying is correct, and that anybody who looked at it and came up with a different conclusion would necessarily be wrong.
On those two issues, I think that's probably true.
Well, not everybody does.
There are issues involved that are less obvious than that you could go either way. But I would say on those two issues.
But not everybody does. Not everybody agrees with you.
Not everybody does. Does what?
Agrees with you.
They don't think he had any cooperation with the Russians?
They didn't have any collusion with him.
Do you think he should have reported to the FBI the things the Russians were offering him?
Do you think the FBI should have reported? You think the FBI should have reported to him that his campaign was being hacked? Or was attempting to be hacked? They didn't.
Who? By who?
The FBI.
By the FBI was hacking
no,
his
no,
campaign?
By the Russians, that the Russians were trying to infiltrate his campaign. The FBI.
I think they did tell him that.
Now, that's what you
and
think,
I think,
but they didn't.
They told the Republican Party that. It was the leader of the Senate, McConnell.
All right, we got
who
you.
Now has his own sweet deal with the Russians. Have you followed that one?
Yeah. We got to move on.
And
you
be sure to check Joe Biden's son Hunter's deal with the Chinese while you're at it.
Yeah, which he's trying to get the Russians to look into, the Ukrainians to look into that. But in any case, take a look at what McConnell did with the Russians. Working to get the sanctions lifted, and then being rewarded by a $400 million plant in Kentucky.
All right, we got to stop you there, Chris. I'm sorry. I hate to do that. He was at the end of a sentence when I hit the button,
yes, so
I apologize. I got to hit this, and then we're going to have a couple of callers right after the break. So stand by, everybody.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Harry, I'm sorry we outwaited you. This would have been your moment, but I know you are super busy. Dan, you're back on the radio, so thank you for calling in.
Yeah, good morning. Why, to the Democrats crying about the collusion, there's going to come out, and it's coming out already, the real collusion was done with the Steele dossier. And they colluded with the Russians to make that fake Steele dossier. And that's where the collusion was. There was no collusion with Trump with the Russians. And they're going to have to get over it, because if this all comes out from the administration, they're going to have a big black eye going into the next election. And Trump, the guy they disparage so much, is going to win by a landslide.
Well, not only that, but you now have Loretta Lynch openly contradicting James Comey.
Right. They're starting to fight inwardly against each other, and it's blowing apart. And, it's going to be good for the Trump people, that's for sure. But they're going to have to get over it, and they're going to have to start legislating instead of investigating. There's nothing they have on Trump whatsoever. This is just more part of the resistance movement.
What do you think will happen today when Nancy Pelosi meets with her members who want to start impeachment proceedings? You think they'll go forward?
I don't think so. I don't see how she can allow it. She really doesn't want that. She's not really for impeachment, but they're railroading her into it.
All right. Thank you so much, Dan.
You bet. You guys have a great show today.
Thank you.
Oh, well, that's noteworthy. Thank you very much. We may need that observation. We'll do a best of on Monday. Maybe we'll play it back.
We like every show. Some are better than others.
Yeah, let's be clear about that. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening and participating in what's no doubt one of the best of. This is News Radio 1070 WKOK, Sunbury, 10 o'clock.